My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula on Houston Sports Leader.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed. In the loop, Sports Radio 610, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Adetula, hanging out with you on this Thursday in the H-Town, in the H-Town area. I don't want to, forget all of the surrounding exurbs and things of that nature hanging out with us.
What about the Woodlands?
We got a lot of listeners in the Woodlands.
What about Katy?
We see y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Hairland.
Mo City.
Do we need to do a roll call now? Is that what's about to happen here? Hey, you know what? Why not? Text in. Yeah. Let us know where you're listening from. 713-572-4610. A man who is no longer in the Houston area, nor the exurbs, nor anything like that. Noah Brown. Noah Brown was released on cutdown day.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that's a dude who can help a team when he's healthy. And, the factors or the people that matter with the Texans said as much, right? They were like, look, Noah Brown, we made a decision, but we know that he's going to be picked up by another team.
Mm-hmm.
And that was absolutely the case as we found out the Commanders signed wide receiver Noah Brown. He joins into what they're doing there, giving them much needed wide receiver help. I know that the Commanders just traded away Jahan Dotson, but they still have Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. They still have, actually, is it Curtis Samuel still there? I need to look at that roster one more time. But no, he just comes in and immediately becomes a very big help.
It's a compliment. It's a compliment to the Texans. And we knew this was going to come and probably knew it more in the case of Noah Brown than anyone because that guy is a legit, big-time, potentially starting NFL receiver.
He won the Texans two games almost single-handedly.
Yeah, so it's a compliment. And by the way, it's also a great landing spot for Noah Brown. I mean, he's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
He's an East Coast guy.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm sure, he paid a lot of attention to the then Redskins, and now Commanders growing up. No, it's kind of a win-win.
And he's paired up with another rookie quarterback.
And another really, really talented rookie quarterback.
Him and Jaden Daniels. He'll be rolling with, I mentioned, Terry McLaurin, Dyami Brown. I forgot about him. Mm-hmm. And then Olamide Zaccheaus is also out there.
He'll have a shot. He'll
definitely factor in. Jameson Crowder. Jameson Crowder still in the league.
Still
in the league. Shout out to, hey, man. Keep getting them checks, my man, as long as they'll give them to you. But yes, he jumps into that wide receiver core. Absolutely is going to be very helpful for them. Are you concerned at all about, or not concerned, but do you have any level of expectation with the Commander? No, do you have any expectation level for the Commanders?
Well, I'm high on Jaden Daniels. I have been since the draft. I stand corrected on Caleb Williams based on all reports. I thought he would be better than Caleb Williams going into the draft.
Yeah.
But seems like Caleb Williams got something going on. We'll see. But I think Daniel's going to be really, really good.
Oh, man. Text line going crazy. Mm-hmm. We got Well, someone said the strip club. Shout out to you hanging out in the strip club. Montgomery, Magnolia,
Fulcher, Alvin,
Blessing, Spring, Jersey Village, A-Leaf. Shout out to A-Leaf. I see you.
Shout out to Odom, Texas, down by where I go fishing. In
Tomball, Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, y'all out there.
G-Town.
Okay. Blessing, Texas, home of the best cafeteria on the planet. Next time you drive through Blessing, Texas, go to the old hotel. I forget the name of it. It's the best homestyle cafeteria I've ever been to in my life.
Do they serve liver?
Dude, they serve all the comfort foods, liver and onions.
I feel like there's something about if it's a cafeteria, they better have liver and onions. I might not order it, but if they have it, then I trust you. You know what I mean?
Every time I'm near Blessing, I stop there. It's old school. It's family style. They have everything you can imagine. Old comfort food. Shout out to Blessing. They're listening to us in Blessing.
I was trying to find the right transition, and all of the other ones, all the ones that I thought of, I wouldn't be comfortable putting y'all in that position, because comfort and old school and all those things, kind of weird. But let's talk about Deshaun Watson,
Speaking
of
comfort.
All right. That was one of the ones that I thought about.
Yeah.
The quarterback for the Browns, we know, is the only quarterback to get like a fully guaranteed deal of the magnitude that he did, 5 years, $230 million,
mm-hmm.
Some years back. And that was starting to really hamper the Browns a little bit. And so what the Browns decided to do was do a little bit of a restructure.
Yeah.
They created almost $36 million in space doing a restructure. So they converted almost $45 million of his base salary into a signing bonus. That is the mechanics that they use.
Mm-hmm.
Move some of that money into the future. What that does mean, though, is that in the future, they will have some real big cap implications to deal with. But for the time being, they open up a little space. Would you have done this when it comes to the money of it?
It's a blessing that he's not here anymore. See what I did there? This is awful. Like this is, you don't even know if he's good anymore. You don't even know
That's such a good point.
And you're creating cap space for the here and now.
Correct.
And they have, I believe it's now the most cap space in the NFL, $60 million. I believe they have the most. Cool story. I mean, because after this year, if it doesn't work out and he's still not good, you have a $72 million cap hit with your quarterback in 2025 and a $72 million cap hit with your quarterback in 2026. But
is this the smart thing to do right now?
Yes.
Because they got to win right now.
No, it is.
I think so.
I see him working.
They got to win in the next year or two.
This year.
Or at least, yes, this year.
This year. It's the smart thing to do, but man. It's going to get ugly fast.
$73 million cap hit next year and the year after.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Whew. And a dead cap in the void years.
$38 million,
after,
right?
As well. There's a $27 million cap hit in 2027 in one of those void years as well. Hey, man. We are never seeing fully guaranteed quarterback contracts, are we? Like, he ruined it for everybody.
But they're coming. They're still getting, not fully, but what he did do... was create a larger guarantee for most players. Even receivers now are getting enormous guarantees. So he did kind of impact the market, but fully guaranteed quarterbacks, no, that ain't gonna happen.
The YouTube letting us know Annapolis, Maryland, Tomball, Northside.
All right.
I still love you. Chinatown, Kingwood, downtown Tomball. Okay, a lot of folks hanging out.
Yeah.
Out that way. You talk about getting guaranteed money, and I imagine that's where Jamar Chase stands. We had made note of this weekend him actually going to practice, and like, okay, well, what does that mean for the holdout that he's, or hold in that he's been on, and the idea of trying to get that contract? Apparently not a ton, because Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, that he expected Jamar Chase to be involved with the team and be able and play and all those things. That is now a little bit more in doubt.
Yeah,
as Zach Taylor talked about Jamar Chase's practice availability yesterday, using the phrase "I probably put my foot in my mouth," talking about the idea of him coming back. He said, "I think it was wise for me to just say we'll take it day to day, see what tomorrow brings. I think I probably put my foot in my mouth speaking too quickly." And again, it is a day-to-day situation. So Jamar Chase still has 2 years left on his rookie deal, but he's looking to get his money right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Zach Taylor basically said, my bad. He thought he would be there. And the video, the visual of, we're expecting him to practice, Dude walks out there in basketball shorts and basketball shoes and just kind of meanders around in street clothes. Like, okay, maybe not.
Hold in, back on, baby.
Maybe not.
He just wanted to get a sweat real quick this weekend. He was like, I'm back to not doing all this work.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what that power dynamic is, because Mike Brown notoriously can be a little cheap as an owner, but they found ways.
That brother is cheap.
He is cheap, but I've been amazed. They found a way to be a little bit less cheap. Like, they've actually invested in some of their facilities and those types of things with Joe Burrow in there. And I guess that, you know, I was like, are they turning a corner? We'll see if they're willing to go to the places that Jamar Chase wants them to go in order to assure his future there. They have to, right? Like, you've already moved on from Taj Boyd as a wide receiver, and look, I think that's the guy that you want to make sure that you handcuff to C.J. Stroud, not the right quarterback, to Joe Burrow there, and so you got to just make him happy, right?
You got to make him happy, and they will. I think these things all. I said this the other day. They always end up with the guy getting paid. It's just kind of sort of cat and mouse. Negotiations, all that stuff. They'll pay him. They have to. It wasn't just who else did they let go? That was a free agent.
T. Higgins.
Was it T. Higgins? Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you had a nice three-headed monster at wide receiver. At this point, you've decided the one that has to be there, and so go ahead and make sure that you finish through and see that out. Speaking of wide receivers that haven't gotten theirs yet. The will they, won't they saga of Brandon Ayuk and the San Francisco 49ers. A little bit less thought about, but honestly, I'd probably say more important. Trent Williams, left tackle.
I forgot Niners. He was signed.
He been in the cut, just like, all right, y'all see what it looks like. We saw last year what it looked like. The games that they looked woeful, Trent Williams was kind of inconspicuously absent in those ones, right? Like, all of a sudden, you look up and you go, he's not there, and that team does not work. Yeah. Both of them need to get themselves together. And there was a little bit of audio from Kyle Shanahan. Apparently, he feels good about one and maybe not exactly happy about the other.
Yeah, I'm optimistic that things will work out with Trent. I'm not sitting here knowing what day it'll be. I mean, we're getting close to playing a game. So, like, my mind is completely on preparing for a game without those guys. But I feel when two sides want to get a deal done, usually it happens.
Is it fair to say that because of the stakes and the expectations, that the Niners are in a worse place than the Cowboys?
Ooh.
I think so. I mean, they have Super Bowl aspirations.
They do have Super Bowl aspirations.
They've got Ayuk and Williams not playing.
And you got a coach who has to get out here, whether that's negotiators or not, and say that I'm planning to be without them.
Yeah.
However, I still think we've seen them do it. Like, we've seen them do it at a high level. We've seen them go to NFC Championship games, go to Super Bowls. Like, we've seen them be in that mix where if you stay around, I guess in theory, if you stay around that mix, eventually you imagine that you were able to break through. The Cowboys ain't even in that mix as of right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was the 49ers, I would at least try to pay Trent Williams. Now, Brandon Ayuk, I might hold off a little bit or try to see what I could get for him, but you got to have Trent Williams, and you got a guy that's on a, probably the friendliest rookie contract ever.
Yeah.
And he's playing like an elite quarterback, so you got to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, the thing about the Brandon Ayuk, they have tried to trade him. He just don't want to go.
Yeah.
Well, they traded him, then they didn't trade him.
Yeah, now that is fair. Our appreciation to all of the people on the YouTube, on the Twitch, on the text line, reminding me.
You got him going.
Tyler Boyd was the man who was playing for the Bengals.
Taj Boyd was the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
The quarterback for Tennessee? Was it Tennessee?
Wasn't it Clemson?
Clemson? No. It was Clemson.
My bad. That's on
Salute
me.
Taj Boyd.
I will hold that one. One is on me. Okay, so some other things to note. It is interesting. We've gotten kind of the quarterback sit start for the 2024 quarterbacks, right? We know who will be playing, who will not be playing. I think this will be interesting to watch out for as we go along with the season, especially within the age-old question of rookie quarterbacks. Do you start them? Do you sit them? How are they going? Obviously, Caleb Williams is a starter, and I think that he's in a really good situation. Fair?
Yes, that's what we're just talking about. I think he's going to be more than fine. I think he could be really, really good.
All right, so you have Jane Daniels, Washington. They just added Noah Brown, a veteran wide receiver, to that, but he's going to start. Drake May, we learned today, will be sitting as Jacoby Brissett has been announced as QB1. Any surprise there for you?
A little bit, but Jacoby Brissett is the safe pick there. It's kind of old school, Patriots way kind of thing. Let's get the veteran started, then Drake May comes in later.
Okay, so yeah, I know that there's been kind of he's not looked ready just yet.
Yeah,
I think that's the whole benefit of having a Jacoby Brissett. You know, he can handle the job. Obviously, Michael Penix Jr. not going to play. He'll sit behind Kirk Cousins, and then JJ McCarthy hurt, but Bo Nix will start. Who do you anticipate being coming out the best of those, at least in season one?
Yeah, I think it's the top two that we just talked about, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. I think both of those guys are kind of equipped with decent squads around them that are getting better to excel, and I think they're just further along.
Real quick before we go, Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, been there for, I think this is his eighth year.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this a day or two ago. Like, man, he's been there for a while. Hasn't had a ton of success in roster building. And something interesting that happened on cutdown day, they got rid of quite a few of their late round picks.
Yeah.
I believe a fifth, sixth, and a seventh round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Were all cut
this
from this year's draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's something that GMs aren't typically all too willing to do.
I kind of respect it.
I do. I kind of like it a little bit, man, because a lot of teams, I feel like they in a space where they probably got a lot of good players, and maybe those players just ain't good enough to make the 53 man. But some teams would just kind of keep them around just for the benefit,
for their ego.
Yeah, for the ego.
The vast majority of general managers, they absolutely favor or biased to their draft picks because they don't want to look bad. I respect this. And Ballard, he actually had a good start to his career in Indianapolis. I mean, he drafted some good players and then kind of dipped. I respect him. I mean, he flat out said, if it gets me fired, so be it.
And that's exactly where I was going to go. Is like he was very bold about this yesterday when kind of asked about some of these things. He said, quote, "I've always had a strong belief in myself and those around me, strong belief in what we do." And he went further to kind of talk about the last 3 years, not making the playoffs, disappointment, all those things. And he capped it off with this poignant quote: "If it gets me fired, so be it."
Good.
And I kind of do appreciate that. He's like, this is my process, I'm going with it. I also appreciate that if it does get him fired, that means that the Texans have one less thing to worry about in that regard. So more power to you, Chris Ballard. Good luck to you in that regard. There you go. We're in the loop. That was Around the NFL on the In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get to sit down with one of my Nigerian brethren. A man that you heard all preseason long on the Texans broadcast. He'll give us a little bit of football knowledge. His name is ND Kalu, and it comes next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That's right. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. And I've got to say, this is my most excited segment of it, the day, at least, maybe the week. Because there's another Nigerian in the building, and as we like to say, Nijano de Kari last, right? He is a man that you should love, though, as well. You heard him all preseason long on the broadcast of Texas preseason games. A former Texan himself, ND Kalu. What's happening, my man?
What's going on? And I want to make sure I say this to, you know, you while everybody's listening. Congratulations. What a great hire. I've been listening, and they got it right. They got it right. You and John have been, you know, kicking tail and taking names.
So all right.
The whole community, but especially that Niger community, is very, very impressed with what you're doing.
And it's extra important that he said that, because there's a little bit of conflict with the tribal background in your in your Nigerian.
Look at you flexing your Nigerian knowledge.
In your Nigerian heritage. Can you care to explain that?
All right. So my family is Yoruba as a tribe. You have a little bit of mixture. But I saw the ND and I was like, that seems Igbo to me. Yes, but you got some Yoruba with you as well, right?
So my mother's Yoruba, okay. But you know, obviously Nigerian, you go by your father, you go by your name. So yeah. I'm Igbo, but I'm kind of mixed.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like Genuine and Boris Cujo. I'm mixed like that, but so I have a respect for both. I was about to say K-Du, but that's a Nigerian. I mean, excuse me, that's an Igbo greeting.
Okay,
so I said, yeah, let me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had anything. Shout out to all my Igbos out there, though. It's always love. It's always love. And look, man, speaking of love, I love what this Texans team has put together. But I'm interested in kind of getting into the nitty gritty a little bit with your football knowledge. And I'm going to start defensively, because that's where you are. Linebacker is a position that is really interesting, especially with the kind of lack of clarity with Christian Harris. I'm very intrigued for you. Like, how do you view this linebacker room as it was cut down? Especially if Christian Harris is not able to go week one.
Because of the question mark on Christian Harris, this is the one position group where I say there's a question mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you look at the coaching staff, if you look at the head coach, and if you said, what position group would you be okay there being a question mark, it's linebacker. Because you have D'Amico Ryans showing these guys, showing Henry Toa, you know, what you have to look for, what you have to think about as a linebacker. So that is the question mark, and you still have to get it done with your athleticism, your play, your experience. But I think D'Amico is going to spend a little bit more time in that linebacker room, making sure whoever's suiting up is going to be ready. We've all seen the highlight from last year where he coached up Christian Harris.
Christian Harris,
I believe, and told him what to look for. And in the next series, he gets a pick six to the house. That's the type of attention to detail I think D'Amico is going to be pouring into that room. But absolutely, if you said, hey, what's the one group that you still want to see something from? It's the linebacker group.
And is there anything like in specific when you talk about wanting to see some, like, what is that specific thing? Is it like getting out in coverage and being able to, or is it, you know, identifying run fits, those types of things, staying clean? Like, is there a particular skill set or, you know, thing like that that you're looking at?
Run fits, especially in between the guards, you know, during preseason. And again, you're mixing and matching who's on the field. But during the preseason, I felt like the run defense was somewhat of an issue, and especially the inside run. So when you think inside run, you think defensive tackles.
Yes.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is also the middle linebackers, because if your defensive linemen are playing with gap integrity, they're not going to get the play. They're not going to make the tackle, but they're going to be where they're supposed to be, and then the linebackers have to fill in.
They clear space.
Exactly, and make the play.
Now, you mentioned something on the offensive line as well. Not necessarily like, oh, I'm worried about these guys, but to your point, you know, I'm thinking the run game only really had Damian Pierce with the first team. So it's like, which is it? Was it Damian Pierce struggling, or is this offensive line maybe, you know, still need to prove itself a little bit?
Yeah, not so much worry, but I just haven't seen it. And
this
is, what did Janet Jackson famously say? What have you done for me lately?
That's right. Like, that's right.
I know Laremy Tunsil is a straight stud. Yeah. I know Titus is a good player. I know Shaq Mason is one of the most underrated offensive guards in the league, in my opinion, because I've watched him play.
Yeah.
But I just haven't seen it. So I need to see it together. and I need to see them as a unit, then you could be a little bit more excited. So if they live up to what we see on paper, because with every other position group, we saw flashes of it. You know, we saw Cam Akers as a running back. We're like, okay, I'm pretty comfortable if that's your number two running back.
Yeah.
You saw Jalen Petrie make plays in the preseason. You saw Derek Stingley. So that's just the one position group we just haven't seen this year healthy as a group.
One thing about the offensive line real quick, because I think, talk about underappreciated or underrated, I think we underrate exactly what Kenyon Green has managed to accomplish. Yeah. Because let's be honest, I mean, he was either injured or ineffective, and dude comes back, and we just kind of acknowledge, oh yeah, he's going to be fine. That's a very impressive camp that he's had.
Camp.
Yeah, camp.
You know who else had impressive camp one day?
Yeah.
Myself, and it didn't matter. I was still third string when the season started. I was still third string, so, you know. But no, all jokes aside, it is impressive because there was all this talk, is he going to be a bust? There was all this talk that he's not ready. So for him to, redefine his body and come in, he's looked awesome. And I'm rooting for him, a North Shore grad, going to Texas A&M. I'm always rooting for the Texas guys.
Tassacita, man. Don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't say that.
Was it a Tassacita? okay, my bad. I don't know why I said
come on,
North
man.
Shore.
Oh, that North Side beef. I don't get into that. That's
I'm going to go Yoruba on your ass.
Yeah. Wow.
That is bad. That's a bad mistake.
You're not wrong.
So what he's done so far, but now we need to see it. You know, when the Colts you step on the field.
And a good defense.
And a good defense and a good defensive front. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to see where and how all that work paid off.
I mean, I want to stick with this offensive line one more, at least one more question here, because, I know that we want to see it specifically in the run game. How did you feel they did getting up to the second level? Because there was times where I was interested in not only are you getting those blocks, but are you then creating the space for, big plays, right? Because those chunk plays are what you're looking for, are they not?
During the preseason, I noticed it more when the second and third group came.
Exactly.
Because there are times, and British Brooks, I mean, what a story, but there are times where British Brooks didn't get touched until 5 yards down the field, and then he broke that tackle. There are times where J.J. Taylor didn't get touched I remember thinking about that later in the preseason games, and later in the preseason games, you're talking about guys lower on the depth chart. So, again, that's why it's a question mark, because you want to see it with Laremy Tunsil. You want to see it with Shaq Mason. And on paper, those guys are good.
Sure.
We just haven't seen them together. Even in the previous year's regular season, they've been hurt, and they've been playing musical chairs with the offensive line.
Let's talk about the quarterback of this team, C.J. Stroud. We were mentioning earlier that yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of him being named the starter of this Texans team, and the growth and the amazing play that we've seen over the year of that year has been incredible. I'm always interested in a defensive player's perspective of offensive players because they know exactly what hurts them. What has for you been the most impressive part of C.J. Stroud's year one?
His mind. To be a rookie quarterback, a young rookie quarterback, I believe he's only 22 now, so he's 21 last year, playing the toughest position in sports, and the way he does it with so much poise. When you look at his stats, I believe it was 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Correct.
You might think, oh, he's just dumping the ball off. No, he's threading the needle, and he's taking some risky he's making some risky throws.
Yeah.
And he's a guy, when a mistake or a bad play happens, he just bounces back from it. And when you get a chance to talk to him, I always joke around. I'm like, man, this dude's been here before. He's been on this earth before. And I don't believe in that. But it's just he's so mature beyond his years. And you see it translate to the football field because he plays like a veteran. He makes decisions like a vet. So it's his mind because he's not the fastest. He's not the biggest. He's pretty big. I mean, he doesn't have a Brett Favre type arm, not too far off, but it's what he does between the ears.
Yeah. Interestingly with him, and we were talking about this earlier, and I just double-checked my work. You had a crossover with D'Amico Ryans about 2 years, right? Two seasons?
Three. 6, 7, and 8.
Okay, 6, 7, and 8.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about how he can command a locker room at 21 years old of guys that were 33, 34 years old. You were 31, 32 when D'Amico got here. I mean, what is it that can all of a sudden win you over like that?
It's something that's just innate. It's something that's in you. With D'Amico, they brought in, and I don't know if my CTE is kicking in, but it was a Buffalo Bill, and I should know, Sam Cowart.
Okay.
The Texans brought in Sam Cowart on one of those 1 year, he's a veteran,
yeah.
He'll be our starter, and we'll bring along this young kid, D'Amico.
Yeah.
So they brought in Sam, gave him a good little signing bonus,
mm-hmm.
And after like the first week of minicamp, not even training camp, it was like, that little ball-headed kid from Alabama, not only is he good, he's a leader.
Yeah.
Like, just the way he commanded the the huddle, you know, because I was on second string back then. I was backing up Mario Williams.
Yeah.
So D'Amico was in our huddle. And just the way he commanded the huddle, I was like, he's not going to be in this huddle. Like, yeah, don't get used to him. The rest of us backups and scrubs, because he's going to be gone. And, and I don't know when they named him the starter, but it was obvious. It was one of those deals where, if the coaches didn't make it happen, the players would have been like, no, that guy needs to be the star.
Yeah, you would have told them. And and that's what CJ immediately, he goes in with these veterans, and they're like, oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know?
And not only that, when I heard that CJ and Will Anderson were named captains, I've played with some stud rookies.
Yeah.
And you never would have even considered making them captains their rookie year.
Yeah.
And then when I heard about it, I remember, because I'm on the outside looking in, I remember thinking like, they're just trying to give him confidence.
Yeah.
And when I met him, I was like, oh, no.
They
really voted for a reason, for these guys, especially C.J. Stroud to be
captain.
We've got this defensive back room that I think the starters, we're all sold on. The depth we have, maybe, I know that myself and John at least have a little bit of questions as to like how confident we are. Do you feel the same way as we do, or are we just being overly cautious, overly scary in that regard?
I don't think you're being overly cautious or scary or whatever you want to call it. But I do question when we really start breaking down backups and getting nervous. Like, do we really know what they can do?
Yeah.
So, you know, give me a guy, a defensive back backup that just makes you nervous.
Jeff Okuda, we haven't seen him in the system, and he's had some rough times in the early parts of his career, although he was very highly regarded out of college.
And I don't want to say, well, I'm just going to trust the coach's decision.
Yeah.
So when I think of him as a backup, I lean towards, this is a former first-round pick. He has the physical talent, and now he's working with a coaching staff that's shown that they trust him. If there comes a time where he's thrown out there, it's more of a wait and see. It's tough for me to, because I didn't see enough of Jeff Okuda.
Right.
And he's Nigerian, so I'm going to say, he's fine.
Also a great point.
I'm going to be like, he's also a great
player. Why isn't he starting?
yeah. Come on, D'Amico. No, but all jokes aside, it's just hard for me to say I'm nervous about a backup, because if any starter gets hurt, I'm going to be nervous until see what they can do.
All right, let's talk about a starter real quick, and that's Jalen Petrie.
Yeah,
never really played nickel, man.
Right,
but he's been up on the line of scrimmage. That's one that I'm not going to say makes me nervous, but I'm watching that because it didn't work out at safety. Hell, he got benched in a game.
I'm watching it, but I'm excited about it because he's a football player.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those guys. You're right. He, you know, his rookie year, he's all rookie. He makes
five interceptions.
Team,
yeah,
then has the sophomore slump, and maybe there's some weaknesses that they're able to exploit. But just when you watch him play, especially when you watch him play the line of scrimmage, he has that linebacker mentality. I'm excited that they know how to utilize him.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be covering the number one, you know, wide receiver or tight end day in and day out.
Take advantage of his strengths.
Yeah.
Favorite Nigerian food?
It depends, because my favorite food is Nigerian food. So
good man.
Most of the time it's jollof rice.
Okay.
With the hen, oxtail, the goosey soup. Sometimes, I have a feel for it. So my favorite food is Nigerian food. But as far as dish, it kind of just depends on the day.
That was all self-serving, because me and you are going to have a text when we get off. Or we're going to talk. When we get off air, we're going to have a text. I need to find the places.
There's a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't want to say this on air because I'm 90% sure, but I think they closed down one of the best ones. Yeah. But you know how it is. Like, the best ones, they're good, but if it doesn't taste like your mom's cooking or your grandmother, it's like there's something about the way your mama makes it. But I will definitely get that for you.
I appreciate
that. What part of town are you on?
I'm not far from here, actually, so.
Okay, if you were closer to most city, I would say I'll just bring you something on a Sunday.
Look, we can make that happen. Ain't nothing but a drive. I have lived in Houston before. I understand what it is. If I got to drive 30 minutes, an hour ain't a problem. Appreciate you. ND Kalu.
Appreciate y'all.
We're going to make this regular,
are
right?
Are we good on making this regular?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent.
Put him on the spot. That's how you get him.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's right. So you can expect to hear our guy, a little Nigerian Thursdays.
Yeah.
I love it.
As long as I get that John Lopez barbecue sauce. All jokes aside, I've been using it more because I'm trying to do the whole no-carb thing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm making a bunch of chicken, mm-hmm. steaks. I'm putting that ish on everything.
It is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thank you.
Now, I put it on before I cook it.
Both.
Oh, you could do it after. Okay, I didn't know if it after. Okay, too. I'm gonna try that next.
Yeah, I told him I was gonna pay him in OG sauce and hugs.
Okay,
I'll take them all.
Excellent. Shout out to the 713. Great to hear ND on air. No news flash, but he was an awesome addition to Texas broadcasting last season. Thanks. Looking forward to his return this season.
Whoever said that, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And the check is in the mail. Appreciate you, ND.
Thanks, Mom.
We'll talk to you next week. That's our guy, ND Kalu. You can hear him about this time every Thursday right here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. Let's get into what's popping, where bobbleheads are being given out and creating traffic jams. And then also, Andre Johnson gave us a little bit more insight into that one thing. You know what I'm talking about. We'll talk about it next.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Datatula, here with you. Much appreciations to ND Kalu for coming in studio, hanging out with us for a little bit, talking Texans. Let's talk about what's popping. And apparently there's a little bit of news. I wouldn't call it breaking news, so you don't have to get to the Sounders, Fig. But Aaron Wilson letting us know that the Texans signed former TCU and Dolphin safety Mark Perry. And he will wear number 32. And so I'm not seeing that that's like a practice squad situation.
No, if it, yeah.
So that's, oh no, practice squad. Okay, practice squad safety. Okay. Very good. Just wanted to make sure there. So that's just another depth piece when we talk about what's happening with the defensive backs as we were, you know, kind of, I don't know if lamenting is the right word, but kind of just talking about the idea of, hey, what does that safety room look like? What is the depth? Will they add another piece?
Well, safety's one of the ones, right?
You know, yeah.
We're kind of like, let's see. I got a couple of little thoughts on that, concerns perhaps.
Yeah, more options, I guess, by adding Mark Perry, who apparently played high school football with C.J. Stroud. He will be on the Texans practice squad. Another thing that is recently developing when we talk about what's popping, Golden State Warriors invested a lot of money in a dude that you're supposed to invest money in. Steph Curry has agreed to a one-year $62.6 million extension to keep him under contract through the 26-27 season.
Yeah.
I do find this interesting, right? Like, that seems like a dude that you want to just lock down. A one-year extension, does that feel worth it necessarily?
Look, it's $62 million, and I think he gives him the leverage. He may have wanted this.
Yeah.
You know, he may have asked for 1 year. By the way, Figgy, we're only going to hire you for 1 year. You can only work here a year. The good news is it's $62.6 million.
Goodness gracious,
62.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, look, I understand that NBA players have kind of gone to like these shorter deals to keep taking advantage of the money going up.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But I thought like at least get a 1-1 or a two-year deal, something like that. But hey, look, the Golden State Warriors, that's the one player that you can't lose. He's the reason why you have the new arena where you're doing all those things. So I guess congratulations to all of them folks together. I do wonder also if he's trying to look around and see, all right, I will extend this one more year through that 26-27 season. And I guess he's older. I don't know if he'll have a lot more after that, but see if they get their act together. And if not, maybe go out there and do something different.
And then let him or you decide after this year. But that's a must have. You must have him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Face of your franchise. I talked about bobbleheads because the Dodgers had a Shohei Ohtani bobblehead night, and people loved it. And that's an understatement.
Freaking Taylor Swift concert broke out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 7 hours they were waiting in line.
Is there anything sports related?
No.
Or otherwise? 7 hours in line?
No. Ain't going to happen.
Fig?
Ain't going to happen.
I was thinking if I could get like a meet and greet in the picture and all that stuff with maybe like a Michael Jordan or something like that.
Okay. I like what you're doing
I would think about
7 hours?
I would think about it. I don't know if I would do it. I would think about it. It had to be somebody like that that I'd never meet again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might be maybe. And even then, I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy for that.
Dude, like, that's the thing.
Me too.
You have to charge your phone.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Honestly, maybe back in like the 2000s or something like that, I would do that.
Yeah.
But now, I'm just like, man, I can see this dude all the time on social media or something like that.
I mean, I'll give you an hour or two if it's something like
that. Yeah, for sure.
I'll throw an hour or two out there.
Yeah, that's not too unreasonable.
Seven hours is a lot.
Seven is a lot that we're asking for there. And that just speaks
to... I was going to say, what about the people that's waiting on Black Friday? Waiting outside of Best Buy for hours.
I don't even think we're doing that
in the cold.
I don't think they do, though,
for the sport.
Are we still doing that?
Yeah, we were talking about
this year.
Yeah,
people still do that.
But they do it for the sport.
I thought we had opened up Black Friday so much that we're just doing this on, like, Thursday afternoon to the point where you probably don't have to be out in the cold all that long.
It's a phenomenon that I can't understand. Like, people just go out. I'm like, there's Amazon, man.
Like, dog, you missing Thanksgiving.
Yes.
For a TV?
You got to understand, some people are trying to miss Thanksgiving.
That's true.
Some of them circumstances is like, all right, we ate, and the rest of this is not what I want.
Yeah.
But I think all of this speaks to just how big of a star Shohei Ohtani is. Sometimes it's easy to forget.
Mm-hmm.
As evidenced by the idea that folks were lining up for 7 hours before the gates even opened. And then also by the fact that, like, apparently Shohei Ohtani's dog is just like a
decoy.
They had a dog throw out the first pitch because it became this whole big thing in his potential free agency when he was with the Angels. Do we have audio of this happening?
Yeah, we got the commentators on this. With Decoy throwing out the first pitch.
We have a new entry for best first pitch ever. Watch this. Decoy, Shohei's dog, delivers the ball to Shohei at home plate. Even gives him a high five, Nomar. This is amazing.
They were talking about him being part of the first pitch. We didn't know exactly what was going to happen. That was impressive. Once again, Shohei and Decoy impressed.
All right. Of course, Shohei's dog would be great, right? Of course he would make a perfect pitch.
Dude, he did
give him
it perfectly.
A high five. What else would we expect? Stealing the show tonight.
Why are we glazing a dog right now?
Because it was awesome. It was awesome.
Every minor league team has like a bat dog.
Not like
that
this.
All right.
Not like the dude, the ball was on the rubber.
Okay.
He picked up the dog, beelined to Shohei in a catcher's stance, put it in his glove, gave him a high five. And then walked off.
That's a balk, first of all. All right?
Hey.
First and foremost.
This ain't better than the Stallion first pitch.
Well, it depends on what you consider great. It depends on what you consider great. I'm not going to argue that too much. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, so.
And like, then the dude hits a home run. Like, there are certain people.
Oh, yeah.
The on bobblehead night, 7 hour wait of people. His dog throws out in a Dodgers jersey, throws out the first pitch perfectly, gives him a high five. Dog goes along its way. Shohei comes up to bat and hits a home run. When I saw this, I'm like, I've used this term, occasionally here and there. Certain people, everything they touch turns to gold.
He's baseball Beyonce.
Yeah. Everything they touch turns to gold. That's Shohei. It's amazing.
Yeah, man, he's loved, but he's not as loved. He's not loved as much as this man in the city, Houston, Andre Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Andre Johnson, the man himself, went into the Hall of Fame. And look, I don't think you'll get anybody in this city to be quiet about that, man. Like, that's a Hall of Famer. That's our Hall of Famer. That guy is something special, right? Like the play, but then also like the human being.
Mm-hmm.
And which is why when I say that, you remember that one time?
Yeah.
I don't even have to go further than you remember that one time, because we all remember that one time. That he had to put Courtland Finnegan in his place. It's one of my favorite things. It's one of, I think, a lot of people's favorite things. And Andre Johnson joining Nightcap, which is Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson, and Shannon Sharpe's podcast. They did a live show here in Houston, I want to say a couple weeks back. And the video went live recently. And Andre Johnson, amongst some other things, gave us a little bit more insight into that one time with Courtland.
It had been going on for about 3 years.
Damn! You let it build up that long?
Yeah. Yeah, it had been going on for about 3 years. Man, I never shared this story with nobody, but because we on Nightcap, I'm gonna give it to you. So, Chad, you remember Club Play?
Yeah.
So, old Chris style.
Yeah.
So, Man, this is no lie. Like, they're driving up to the club. It's my little brother and Rudy. Mm-hmm. My brother's sitting in the passenger seat. Rudy's in the back seat. And bro, I'm pulling up in valet, and they jump out the car while the car's moving.
Right.
And I'm like, what the hell y'all doing? They was like, there you go. So I'm like, what are y'all talking about? It's Cortland. He's standing at the front door of the club.
Right.
I didn't even see him. They wanted to get on him right then. And I'm like, nah, like, we're not doing that. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that happened like a year prior. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. Like, we was up 20 to nothing. And I told Coob, I was like, hey, man, I'm finna beat his ass. That was just it, man. Like, I just had enough of, you know, the stuff he was doing. So
so it was mainly cheap shots, not so much talking. It was the cheap 30s.
Nah, the talking, you could talk all day. I don't give a damn about talking.
Right.
But it was the cheap things he would do after plays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, just the way he told Kubiak,
I'm going to beat his ass.
I'm fixing to beat his ass. And Kubiak was like, on two. Let's
right,
go.
Right, like, look, I don't know what you're supposed to do in that instance. Yeah. Like, I do appreciate that, one, Andre Johnson, such a principled and well-mannered man, that he was like, look, I understand the place that this is going to put my coach in. I understand how this looks. I'm not going to go ask permission, but I'm going to let him know, hey, coach, as a courtesy, things are about to happen because that man is getting his ass beat right now. But, yeah, if you're Gary Kubiak in that moment, I imagine that is all the credentialing you need to know. Like, if there's some player, another player that comes up and says that, maybe you're like, no,
we're
not doing
that. You can't do that.
If Andre said that, whoever is getting the ass whooping earned it.
Yeah.
Earned it in a half.
Earned it. And Kubiak, to his credit, like, you know, Kubiak, now we got to ask Kubs next time we see him about that, this part of the story.
Absolutely.
But he's like, cool. Like, he's like, if Andre says so, and Andre, you know, it means that much to him, I'm not going to tell him no.
Yeah.
Coach, I'm fixing to beat his ass.
And proceeded to handle up on it.
And then proceeded to not just mix it up, but to beat his ass. Like literally.
Which is hard to do. Yeah. It's hard to do when you're in football pads and helmets. He did it.
Yeah.
He did it. God bless the Hall of Famer, Andre Johnson. Other things, there was some other fun stuff. He was kind of chopping it up, having fun with those guys. Obviously, him and Ocho worked out quite a bit, being South Florida guys as well. In fact, Andre Johnson went as far as to say, best wide receiver in the NFL out of South Florida, Andre Johnson. And I appreciate that he was able to put aside the humility for a moment to let people know he was that dude. There you go. That's what's popping in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thursday. We're another person from A-Leaf shouting out, all sorts of people hanging out, watching the show. We appreciate you doing that. Coming up next, though, Call Your Shot. What potential surprise do you expect or do you foresee for these Texans this year? The ESPN kind of had some guesses. We'll get into that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.